All right, we'll move along to Washington State coach Mike Leach, and the Cougars are home hosting California this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of David Bush, BaronSider.com.
Morning, Coach. No, your guys are playing a lot of young kids in the secondary, freshmen and sophomores. Does that limit what you can do defensively, and how are they doing?
Yeah, it limits things some. I think they're doing good. I mean, they're what we have, so it's pretty clear cut. But I think it. I mean, because over time, you're going to build on your experience to be able to do more.
Thanks.
Yep.
And your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
And, Mike, I'm just doing something on how it seems like a lot of the play callers on offense nationally are younger guys under 35, a lot of them also in the spread. Why do you think that is? Why are more younger guys getting a chance?
A chance to why are younger guys calling plays or younger guys running the spread?
Yeah, why are they getting a chance to be play callers, especially in spread offense systems at a younger age?
Well, that's a good question. I hadn't really thought of it much. I think part of it is the spread is I guess part of it is I was kind of on the front end of the spread when we started doing it there. It became real national once we started doing it at the University of Kentucky. And from there, I think coaches have gone out and had success with it. And then as coaches have developed under them, then they're just young guys, you know. I mean, because I think the spread hadn't been around that long. I think the coaches that ran it and where it got to be known in public, and then coaches developed under them, and since they weren't that old to begin with, the coaches under them are young, and as people want to have spread concepts, the people that know it and have been doing it are relatively young people.
Thank you.
That makes any sense. I don't know if it does.
And your next question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Mike, when you guys fell behind early against Utah, you called a timeout and brought the guys over to the sidelines. Can you tell us, give us a ballpark idea of what you told them?
We just needed to reset and make sure we were focused on the rest of the game. I mean, we'd had some unfortunate stuff happen to us, but you know, we didn't want to overreact to things. We wanted to make sure we were focused. It felt like we had an opportunity to win the game, but, you know, we couldn't, we had to make routine plays and not make mistakes. We were playing hard. We just weren't, you know, we weren't playing as smart as we might. And so just felt like it was an opportunity to regroup a little bit.
Because it just seems like coaches a lot of times downplay those motivational speeches, but it seems like from pretty much that point on, you guys kind of got your legs under you and started to regain some momentum in the game. I mean, would you say it whatever you said seemed to work?
Yeah, because we had our problems on all three sides of the ball, so I just kind of wanted to refocus the unit, and I thought we played together a little better after that.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Jeff Ferrato, Oakland Tribune.
My defense for about 2.5 games played really quite well. In the last game and a half, they haven't really been able to stop anybody or anything. When you watch them on tape, what do you see, and what do you make of that defense?
Cal's defense?
Yes, sir.
I think they've played pretty good teams. You know, they've played think the well, first of all, I think Arizona's a really explosive team, and you know, that was, it was a strange game. It was a floodgate game for early in the game on behalf of Cal. Then it became a floodgate game on behalf of Arizona the second half. I think Colorado is steadily emerging and getting better, and you know, but Cal seems to run pretty well. They got kind of athletic guys that fly around with football.
Are they better up front than in the back end, sort of like you've described your team a little bit?
Well, they're older. They're older up front than they are on the back end.
All righty.
Yeah.
Your next question comes from the line of Mike Vernon, San Francisco Chronicle.
Hey, Mike. Just wondering what it stands out when you watch Cal and Sonny Dykes' team in year two versus year one.
I think they're a more inspired unit. I think that I think their receivers and their quarterback are playing together real well. And they have a good flashy running back. And then I just think overall they're getting better. I think they're the O-line and D-line are more physical than they were last year.
Do you like playing against or going up against another team that kind of runs a similar style and looks to put up a ton of points, kind of like similar to you guys?
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of indifferent. I mean, because the, you know, we play a certain amount of teams like that, and then and you know, you're kind of bound to it at some point. And then, you know, any familiarity we have with what they do is mitigated by the fact that their defense is familiar with what we do. You know.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Your next question comes to the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Mike, Jeremiah Allison seems to have really blossomed for you guys. Was there a point somewhere back there when he really seemed to be putting it all together?
I can't see an exact point. I mean, the thing he did really good from the beginning is he is an explosive, aggressive guy. I mean, just fearless and explosive. And then, you know, he started doing some things on special teams. And then I thought his play just kind of elevated as time went on. and I thought that, you know, I actually think that we probably could have got more snaps out of him last year too, you know. But he's on a tear right now, so we're excited to have him.
That transition from backing up Monroe to going to the Will linebacker, is that a significant change at all? From his play, it doesn't look like it, but.
I don't think so. I mean, you know, we got three linebackers who are doing some good things, but right now, you know, Jeremiah's probably the hottest one, and you know, you got Cyrus playing real well, and then Daryl's steady.
Thanks.
Yep.
All right, Mike, that'll do it for you today. Appreciate your time. Good luck this week.
All right, thanks.
Okay, we'll see you.
Bye.